glad you've joined us for this episode of Anabaptist Perspectives.
We're here with Joel Yoder again, and we're in New York City at the Training Center, where you teach a bunch of different classes on ministry and church and being involved in reaching out to people. In the last episode we did, we were discussing what burnout is, what causes it, the ways we can help. This time, let's kind of follow up on that conversation. Mm-hmm. What are ways that we as individuals specifically, if people that are in ministry, people involved in church, what are things we can do to avoid burnout to begin with?
I wish I had a perfect answer to that. And I want to give a couple disclaimers here. One, I don't know that there is a roadmap that works for everyone. There is no perfect, if you follow these steps, you won't burn out. But I do think that there are some steps that we can take that will certainly reduce it and hopefully avoid burnout. I have a list of about 15 different things that we can do that are not original with me. They're a result of reading good books on the subject, and hopefully we can have a list of resources that the viewers could follow up on. Good books, good articles. So the points that I'm going to give are not original with me. The first one I mentioned in our last episode, and I think it's vital, I'm re-saying it because I think it's so important, and that is link your work to serving your Heavenly Father. In other words, the ministry that you're involved in, I'm doing this ministry, or you're doing this ministry because of your love for God, and you're following His call on your life to serve these people. And when that is our number one focus, then even if people don't respond the way that we want, it's disappointing, but we're not failures because ultimately our work is for God. So link your work with serving your Heavenly Father. The second thing, spend lots of time in the Word of God and in prayer. The more time you spend in prayer, I think will have a direct correlation to reduction in burnout. The more you spend in prayer, more time you spend with our Father, the more direction we get is saying, this is where you're supposed to go. This is when you can say no. This is when you can stop for the night. Or this is a request you should take. So spend lots of time with the Word of God in prayer. Another one that's similar and yet is different is practice stillness. I just spend some time. This is not a Buddhist meditation, but just practice stillness. Anna Werner says it's a conscious reminder that we can stop and the world won't.
Unpack that a little more. When you say stillness, are you saying removing yourself from where you're at, or just getting away from people, or is it different?
It's a little different. Just taking time to just pause and reflect and rest. Usually we think, well, I can't just be quiet. I have to be praying, or I have to read my Bible, or I have to be doing something. Part of our society has driven us to that. We keep going and going and going. And if we sit down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, it's like, oh my goodness, I feel guilty. I should be doing something. I'm lazy, or I should be reading a book or something. And sometimes just practice sitting down, just stop. It's a reminder that I can stop and the world won't. So I think it's something that, don't take it to an extreme, but it's something that you can put in your in your tool bag is one of the things that you'd like to do. Another thing that you can do that I think is really important is develop some margin in your life. We all have the limits of what we can sustain long term. And we're going to have times where we're working above that limit. We know it's not sustainable long term because there's always going to have, we're always going to have crises that are going to come up. We're going to have unexpected events. So if you have margin in your life between your maximum of what you can sustain and where you actually are, that gap is your margin. And if you can develop margin in your life, so then unexpected events come and you're like, yeah, I can do that.
You have something to eat, like, yeah, something that you have some cushion, basically.
You have a cushion there. And a part of the problem that I have that led me closer to burnout, as I said in our last episode, was not having margin in my life. I maxed out my schedule. I was like, well, I can squeeze this in yet. And then you kind of get used to that pace of life, and then it's like, well, maybe I could do something else, or unexpected things come. So develop margin in your life. I think that's really, that's really important. One way to do that, and this is another point to avoid, how to avoid burnout, is learn how to say no. I don't like saying no.
Me neither.
I'm afraid people won't like me, or the ironic thing is when you learn to say no, then your yes becomes more valuable. And stop and think about this for a minute. So if you're involved in ministry and people know that they can come and they can dump anything on you and you always say yes, you will be taken for granted. And if you're not careful, you're going to start, you'll say yes, but you'll resent the people for asking.
Oh,
that happens.
Yeah.
That happens in ministry. I've done it. Mm-hmm. I've said yes, but I'm inside, I'm like, can't you see I'm overworked? We needed to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
And that's one way to learn how to avoid burnout, or how to avoid burnout is by learning how to say no. That doesn't mean we don't get involved. I'm not suggesting that you become lazy and you just disengage because, oh, you're supposed to say no. It's not what I'm trying to say. But we need to learn to assess the reasonableness of the request. The request comes, say, hey, can you do this? And if you always say yes, you will get everyone else's priorities dumped on you. Peter Brain, in his book, Going the Distance, says pastors burn out because they're lazy. And you're like, what do you mean, Mr. Putin? Like, what do you mean? It's like, actually, they're too lazy to develop a schedule and articulate their priorities and say, this is what I'm going to do. And then everyone else's priorities become their priorities, so they burn out.
Oh, wow.
So articulate your priorities. Say, this is important. This is what I'm going to do. This is a priority for me. And you schedule those in. And then sometimes you do have to say no to other requests. Another thing that you can do to help avoid burnout is take time to take care of yourself. Intentional self-care is not intended to be self-pampering. It's not a self-indulgence, but rather it's trying to manage the resources that God has given us, and our body is one of those resources, to be able to sustain ourselves to go the distance. Some of those things could include, like, have hobbies, something that you do just because you enjoy doing it. And we sometimes can feel guilty because we're like, oh, I'm involved in ministry and I know people are supporting me and I am, you know, I'm supposed to be working. Well, stop and think for a moment. If you work for a carpenter and you're doing your carpenter job, when you're on the clock, you're working 45 hours a week or however many hours a week, like, you want to give everything you can because you're being paid for that. And ministry is no different. But just the fact that people are supporting us in ministry doesn't mean that they expect us to work 90 hours a week. Like, we do need to have time to recharge and do something that we enjoy. So have hobbies. And hopefully it was something that you enjoyed before you went overseas or before you got involved in ministry, something you did before. Maybe it's painting or drawing or reading. But have hobbies that you can do. Another point that we can use to avoid burnout is getting physical exercise. If you can get out 3 to 4 times a week for 45 minutes a day, it really goes a long ways to helping our physical and emotional. There's a study done by the Oxford University that found that individuals, they surveyed 1.2 million Americans.
Whoa.
So this is a broad survey.
Whoa.
And they found that Americans in this survey who had active physical exercise 3 to 4 times a week for about 45 minutes a day were far more healthy. And there are many studies. Almost every book that I have read on burnout or relating to that subject emphasizes that point, that you need to get physical exercise. And often in ministry, we're with people, or we're with at our desk, we're doing emails, we're studying for sermons, we're studying to teach, and there's not that much physical exercise. Like, if you're out working as a carpenter, you're up and down, you're carrying heavy loads, and it's you get more exercise just in physical life, but often in ministry, it's not that way.
Yeah.
So that's really important.
That's a big deal, because it's something that's so simple, honestly. Like,
and it doesn't have to cost that much money.
Yeah.
In fact, I would stress that when it comes to having hobbies and physical exercise, be very careful that what you're doing is sustainable or reproducible mm-hmm. to the people that you're with. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're serving in a third world country. Don't buy a $5,000 bicycle so you can go biking when they're struggling to make $5 a day. Mm-hmm. Like that's not, maybe that's not what I'm trying to say, or I'm saying don't do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll go walking, or maybe mm-hmm. your hobby is drawing or something that mm-hmm. they could also do that would be comparable on a financial level to what the people that you're serving would be yeah. able to do. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. It goes to cross-cultural communication and relationships, a different topic, but it is mm-hmm. related. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you can do to help avoid burnout is to continue learning. I think I said it mm-hmm. in the last episode, in ministry we're often giving out, and I think it's important that we take in. Get good books mm-hmm. to read. So maybe you could set a goal of I'm going to read one good book, like for input, not just for the fun of it. You can read as a hobby, but reading, intentional reading for input, maybe one good book a month or mm-hmm. one book a quarter, something like that. Set it a reasonable goal mm-hmm. that you can take in and continue getting more input. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think is important in how to avoid burnout is have friendships outside of your team. Mm-hmm. Often in ministry, we're living overseas, we're sharing a house, maybe you're sharing a room, depending on if you're single, like a school teacher, or you're working in a setting, you're sharing a room with your fellow worker, you're sharing a vehicle, you eat your meals together, you go to the same church. And if your only friends are in that circle, it can start rubbing on you after a while. So have mm-hmm. a friend off the team. That the only reason you're friends is because you enjoy being together. You're not getting together to talk about ministry problems, that you're mm-hmm. trying to figure out a solution to this problem. You're just getting together because you enjoy being together. I think that's a good thing to have in order to avoid mm-hmm. or to help avoid burnout. Mm-hmm. Kind of along with that too, you could have a mentor. I think it's really important. Every one of us needs a mentor, someone that can mm-hmm. speak into our life. That when we're not sure where to go or what to do with the situation, we can say, hey, I'm not sure. You've walked a road like this before me. Mm-hmm. How can I handle this?
That was the biggest one for me, honestly, having good mentors in my life.
Another thing you can do is just pay attention to your body. Like if you're, this is not so much something to do, but more like a warning sign, something to be alert for. If you realize that you're always tired, like your body's trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
It's saying, slow down. Either you need to get more sleep, you need to spend less time on social media or something, but you need to get more sleep and slow down a bit. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a loss of appetite. Maybe it's a sudden weight gain or weight loss. Like your body's trying to tell you something. So listen to your body if mm-hmm. you see abnormal or changes that are no longer normal. Mm-hmm. Listen to your team members. I talked about that earlier, that maybe your team members are saying, hey, Reagan, you need to slow down a bit. Don't resent them for it. I did. Why are you telling me? Like, I enjoy doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's something you enjoy doing, you can only do so much. Mm-hmm. So if your team members are saying, hey, you're approaching this limit, you're going to go over the edge, listen to them. I'm not saying you can't do anything without their permission. But listen to them. They do care about you. That's why they are taking the time mm-hmm. to share that with you. Mm-hmm. And finally, I think I'll just say, pay attention if the things that you used to enjoy have lost their appeal. You no longer mm-hmm. enjoy them. And I talked about that in a previous episode. Mm-hmm. When I used to enjoy a particular ministry and I no longer enjoyed it, that was a warning sign and I knew it. At the time, I wasn't quite sure what to do, but I needed to slow down. Mm-hmm. So there's just a few things there that you can pay attention mm-hmm. to, steps you can take, things you can be listening for, being alert to, that hopefully can help you avoid burnout. I don't want to see our workers burned out. Mm-hmm. It takes far more time and far more energy to recover from burnout than it does to avoid it in the first place. And I really want anyone who's involved in ministry to stay back from that edge so they don't have to go through the the struggle and the time and the pain of trying to rebuild after burning out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one for people to understand. Maybe they don't quite realize how detrimental this is to what they're actually trying to do and how less effort it would take just to sustain themselves instead of just pushing themselves all the way until something breaks. So thank you for taking the time, doing all the research, putting all this together. That's really good stuff. And maybe people will watch this and want to come take some of your classes up here in New York City someday.
I'd be glad if they would.
That would be awesome. We'll put a link to it.
Okay.
Maybe we can get some people to come over here. But
sure.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time.
For more information about Anabaptist Perspectives, to read our blog, to donate, and to see videos of the conversations you hear on this podcast, visit anabaptistperspectives.org. We'd love to hear from our audience, so leave your feedback in the comments for this podcast or send us a message through our Facebook page. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Anabaptist Perspectives.
Thank you for listening to Anabaptist Perspectives. Your listening and sharing this with friends helps more people find our episodes. A special thanks to all of you who support Anabaptist Perspectives financially. We are here because of you. If you haven't had the chance to give yet this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? You can donate on our website or by check. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Anabaptist Perspectives. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and thanks to our donors and partners for making this possible. We publish essays on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We also release these essays in narrated form as their own podcast called Essays for King Jesus.